All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Friday, September 29th, the last trading day of the week, the last trading day of the month, the last trading day of the quarter, and stocks are trying to end the week positive. The Fed's favorite inflation gauge comes in lower than expected. Will Marcus owe me steaks? We'll take a look at the CME FedWatch tool. Gold falls to six-month lows. Nike soars after earnings. Plus, we'll take a look at PM, Philip Morris, to see if we might get assigned shares. Now, as you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge, and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. On most days, I'm joined by Marcus, but today I'm running the show solo, so you could call it Coffee with Mark. Now, even though I'm running the show by myself, I promise you're in good hands. We have a ton of trading experience at Rockwell Trading. We know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you are looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, you're at the right place. Before we dive in and show you our positions, how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. And let me go ahead and bring up the S&P 500 here. There we go. So S&P 500, as we wrap up the final trading day of September, it's been a rough September here. We see that today the S&P is higher by 0.5%. If we look at the Dow just slightly higher, clinging to gains right now, up 31 points, which is about 0.1%, giving up gains that we saw earlier today. We had a nice strong start to the open, and we have since retraced. Now, the NASDAQ also higher for the session, up 1%, and the NASDAQ also... let's let my charts catch up a little bit here. I'm running a little slow today, so let me try and do this. See if that helps. So gapping higher this morning and down a little bit from the open, but not the same type of reversal that we had in the S&P and also the Dow. So we've pulled back away from the morning highs and where we were trading at the open. And why were we trading higher in the first place? Well, let's take a look at the E-mini S&P. And let's actually go over to the PowerX Optimizer, look at the economic calendar, core PCE price index. We mentioned all week long that the real two big items on the calendar. Yesterday, we had Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking at the close. And today, we had core PCE price index coming out an hour before markets opened up. So this is known as the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. And this actually came in lower than expected at 0.1%. Personal spending down 0.4% as well. And if we look at the 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, we could see what the reaction was. Because traders were keeping an eye on this. Let's go ahead and make that chart look a little bit prettier. And we see that the reaction was positive. Actually, overnight, a little bit of a dip in the Asian session and then a rally in the European session, trading near session highs going into that report. And then with that report coming in a little lower than expected, showing that inflation is down a little bit from what was expected. We're now 3.9% year over year from this PCE index number. And we opened strong, but we've pulled back a little bit. So traders trying to figure out what to do going into the weekend as we wrap up the month of September, the third quarter, and the week. Now, for the week, we're really close here. The Dow is set to end the week lower. The S&P, on the other hand, trying to end the week positive. So the S&P just, let's see where we're at. There we go. Right now, negative 4 points, which is 0.1% lower. So it's going to be going to the end, going to the finish to see whether or not we end the week negative or positive. Now, as far as the month goes, it's going to be the worst month of the year. The S&P down 4.25%. And we did have a drop in February, down 2.6%. Last month, down 1.8%. So this will be the worst month of the year. Now, a little optimism potentially going into October. And I found this. This is from LPL Research. Now, October historically is a decent month, especially recently. And an interesting thing is that October and November are one of the best two-month periods of the year. So here we see this two-month window, October to November. This gray bar is the last 5 years. So October, November over the last 5 years, definitely outperforming. June, July over the last 5 years being the best two-month window. And then October, November coming in second here. So a pretty nice return for those 2 months, at least based on the last 5 years. But even the last 10 years, it was the best performing two-month window over the last 10 years. Over the last 20, still decent, probably the second. Yeah, it looks like the second best two-month window going back to 1950. Also looks like the second, maybe the third best two-month window. So what can we take away from this? And this is where I think it gives us some data to potentially be optimistic here after a rough September. September is not always going to be a rough month, but recently it has been, and that has continued this year. But I think that it's shaping up to be decent as we get into October and November. And part of this could be what the Fed intends to do. And so we could take a look at the CME Fed Watch tool. Let's first look at the current probabilities. This is for the November 1st meeting. And right now we're looking at an 82.6% probability based on Fed funds futures that the Fed will not raise rates. Now, if you've been following along, you know that before the last meeting, Marcus and I made a little bet. And this gentleman's bet, which is to send a box of our favorite steaks to the winner, would be that the Fed will not raise in November. Marcus believes they will. I don't believe they will. And right now the probabilities are pointing to me being the winner. However, we also know that the Fed in the last meeting, based on the dot plot, the expectation is that we could see another quarter point hike this year. And that's kind of what the Fed has restated, a possibility of keeping rates higher, longer, and potentially raising rates. Honestly, I wouldn't doubt what the Fed could potentially do. But one of the best ways to combat inflation is to make people afraid to spend money, right? So one of the best tools the Fed has, aside from raising rates and you know all of the other tools that they have at their disposal, is to make trade or make just consumers afraid to spend money because of inflation in the future and concerns in the future. And that is a way to combat inflation in addition to raising rates. But as they've seen, raising the rates hasn't really slowed the wage growth, and the job market remains strong. So anyway, nonetheless, I still believe that the Fed will not raise. We'll have to see. There's still more data. We have CPI data. We have PPI data. We have the monthly jobless report next Friday. And so there's still data for the Fed to digest before the next meeting. Right now, it's looking like I might be getting a box of steaks from Marcus. It was interesting to see this morning, after the PCE price index came out, this actually changed for a moment. So right now, looking at future probabilities, it's actually, you can see here, it's so close. Prior to this morning, it was expected that the Fed would cut rates for the first time in July after this morning's report, it actually showed that traders believe that the Fed will cut in January. So June, not January. So rates would remain the same and actually, you know, stay elevated until May, which is a good thing for the economy if they cut sooner. But now we see that this is really split. So 36% chance rates will be dropped based on Fed funds futures in June, and a 36.5% right now winning that they will keep it elevated until July. So this is flip-flopping back and forth. And this is also what changed after the last Fed meeting, where traders shifted their focus and thinking that, okay, we are going to see cuts at the second half of the year. And for a while there, some investors and traders believed that we'd even get a sharper cut and quicker cuts. But that's what the Fed reiterated at the last meeting, especially with their dot plot, that they don't expect that to happen. Anyway, nonetheless, an initial reaction positive for the markets. We're still positive for the session, although we've given back some of the gains that we had. I mentioned earlier here that gold hitting a six-month low, gold futures are down. And, you know, this is always kind of interesting. And I think it makes sense to be aware of certain market correlations, but how we can't take them as fact all the time. Because in theory, I'm out on a monthly chart, but let's go to a daily. In theory, in an inflationary environment, gold is an inflation hedge. And this has been used as an inflation hedge in a rule of thumb or philosophy that has held true for decades, if not longer. And we see here that gold right now, even though rates are at the highest they've been, and we will remain higher based on what the Fed has said, we are at six-month lows here, continuing to slide. Well, this is throwing a little damper on the gold rally, and that is the dollar index and the strong dollar, right? Because typically you have an inverse relationship between the U.S. dollar and gold. So when the dollar is going up, the gold is going down and vice versa. And this strong dollar is putting a little pressure on gold. So that inflationary hedge, you know, it might remain true long, long term, but at least for this year, not the case. The strong dollar changing things up there. And two days ago, we hit highs in the dollar index that we haven't seen since November of last year. So anyway, a lot going on in the markets. And I did mention Nike. So let's take a look at Nike as well. Nike on the move this morning, and they had a mixed earnings report, but a super strong start out of the gate, trading at $99.37 a share, now at $95.21. So giving back some of those gains. If we look at earnings here, they had an earnings beat that helped with the rally, but they did miss on revenue. So Nike, still up for the session, up 6%, but definitely giving up some of those early gains. Now, let's take a look at PowerX Optimizer and just kind of see what's going on with the markets overall. Let's take a look at the S&P 500, actually, and see where we're at, see how these gains are distributed. And you see that even though we're up for the day, it's a little bit mixed, right? The big seven, the magnificent seven on the move, Microsoft higher, Apple higher, Nvidia higher, Google higher, Meta higher, Amazon higher, Tesla higher. But then we see that some insurance companies are down, drug manufacturers are down a little bit, oil and gas is down a little bit. So it's definitely not a rally across the board. Tech, on the other hand, looking pretty strong here. We see the NASDAQ 100, a majority just green and positive for the session. A few losers here. We see BKR and Marriott, a few others. But for the most part, tech leading the way today. Now, let's go back here and let's talk about our PM trade. Philip Morris Marcus and I, we both sold puts for this Friday. So expiring today, let me zoom out a little bit. And that 90 strike, love the 90 strike. Now, Philip Morris is going to be a more conservative play anyway. But we see that there's some really nice support here. They paid a dividend this week. So a lot of this drop came on that dividend. When I say paid a dividend, technically it was the ex-dividend date. So investors owning shares at the beginning of the day had, or they do have the right, and they are eligible to the dividend. Right now, this payment date will be October 12th. So if you own Philip Morris on September 26th at the open, you will see that dividend paid to you on October 12th. That contributing to this drop, because a stock is expected to drop by its dividend amount on ex-dividend day. A little bit of a dip there, but bounced back yesterday, finishing or at least trading now higher for the session. So doesn't look like we'll be assigned shares at all unless there's this crazy move out of the blue. Never know what might happen, but I'm going to be pretty confident when I say that I don't expect to get assigned shares at 90. So this will open up another slot for me to be trading next week. Now, a bit of a rocky couple of weeks for CSIQ and also NEE. So we could take a look at these. CSIQ higher this morning on the PCE news. I do believe that rates right now staying higher longer, that's having an impact on solar companies in general. And so future guidance being a concern contributing to this slide, and that really putting a, well, accelerating this move as we went into earnings, where CSIQ, they typically beat on earnings, but sure, interest rates are going to play a factor here. So it does look like we're finding some support around 25, looking for this to turn around. Marcus and I both own shares in CSIQ. Now, NextEra Energy, this was another one where based on where things stand, they essentially shared some growth concerns moving forward and lowered their targets, what they expect about by half. This not working very well for investors. And you see that big drop the last 2 days. It started 3 days ago before that information was released, getting a little bit of a bounce today. So I like this bounce. I do believe that this is a little overstated because, I mean, even when that information came out and everybody had access to it, it was still trading around $64.50 a share. And then it just kind of snowballed into a bigger issue, I believe. So still holding shares of NEE. Right now, nothing to do. PNC was looking decent this morning. It's still up for the session. Good. So up 1.3%. I like the way that this is moving right now. I really believe that we can see a push up towards these highs in October, even taking out these short-term highs around 128 and then looking for a move back towards 136. I'm totally comfortable owning PNC, but I am looking forward to making some money on those calls and then getting called away, filling up or freeing up this slot and having another slot available for new trades. UPS, another one, a little bit of a drop that occurred. Part of this with contract negotiations and what was agreed upon, and then this kind of, you know, morphed into a bigger drop with the overall market that we saw in September. Right now, outlook looks like we're reversing off of these lows nicely, up 1% for the day. This is working out great for Marcus's assignment. He got in at 157.50. Right now it's at 157. That's perfect for anybody that took the 157.50 put. I'm a little higher here at 165. My break even right now is 163.07. And I'm still liking this one. I think that in October, it's going to be a completely different story. And instead of seeing what we saw in September, nice call selling opportunity for UPS. So to wrap things up, let's just take a look at the economic calendar, see what's in store for us next week. And we see that on Monday, we have ISM manufacturing PMI kicking off a new month for trading. JOLTS jobs, another item on the calendar that the Fed does take into consideration. This comes out on Tuesday. On Wednesday, ISM services, PMI. We have weekly unemployment claims every Thursday. And then the jobs report coming out the first Friday of the month. So this one's a biggie. So the real focus next week is going to be jobs. If we take a look at earnings, we're still not getting into earnings season yet, but we could see what's on the earnings calendar, what's in store for us. And we see that next week, the most anticipated, not a whole lot going on. Constellation Brands, Conagra, McCormick and Company. So very, very light earnings calendar. And then we see the next week, so 2 weeks from now, on Friday the 13th, kicking off earnings season with the big banks. So JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, PNC also reporting earnings on that Friday. So next week, it's all about jobs. Earnings very, very slow. And then the following week, we get into earnings. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. And if you're new to the channel, please subscribe. I'm going to be back here tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I'm sorry. I will be back here to Monday. I will be back here on Monday with Marcus. So looking forward to a great weekend and then a great trading week. Until then, happy trading, everybody.